Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, day two of Becky not having a shower. Because her hot water's broke. Yesterday we told you that Becky, who works on the show...
Not one of your better ones, that.
Becky works on the show, didn't wash, really. When was the last time you actually washed?
Saturday lunchtime.
Beautiful. And now here we are, towards the end of the day on Tuesday. And still no sign of any water or soap.
No.
Oh, don't sniff yourself, woman. That's revolting.
Okay, Scott can sniff me instead.
Actually, you smell all right.
There's a lot of perfume covering up
other odours.
It does
smell of perfume. Does smell of perfume.
Yeah.
Now, one of our listeners yesterday came up with the idea that maybe we should get you to do some vigorous exercise just to see how that sends you.
Can I say, I did follow Chappa's advice and buy a flannel last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Can I just ask a question? There's a cheese board in front of me at the moment. Is that to mask your smell?
No.
Because all I can smell is cheese over here, which I'm grateful.
You didn't cover up the smell of me, did you?
Did you? A little bit,
yeah. You just came in and you were like, oh, I've got this cheese for everyone. I thought we'd like
it. It's very nice.
Did you notice I also bought some hard-boiled eggs in today? That was for the same reason.
Did you bought 3 hard-boiled eggs in and they really smell?
Just trying to think of you, love.
You should just bought an air freshener like normal people.
No. I like the idea of buying cheese to mask out the smell of Becky. It's quite good. So you bought cheese and you bought a flannel, yeah?
Yeah, because I thought I'd do a little wash like you suggested.
Yeah.
So you had a little one, just your pits and... Yeah. Good.
Even I'm offended by that image in my head, and it's actually me.
Well, all of a sudden, I've got off the cheese.
Really? It's quite nice, actually. It's cartoon cheese. Got holes in it. Yeah. Very nice.
I might come back to it later on. Just need to lose that image.
So
what's the next? I mean, when are you going to have a proper, full-on, actual shower next?
Well, I don't know. We've been sealed off, so a couple of days maybe until the man can come back round.
Your house has been sealed off?
Well, no, the boiler's been sealed off, so we can't have any hot water.
Right.
And everyone's saying, well, why don't you boil the kettle? Well, we don't have an electric kettle. We use one that goes on the hob. So the gas needs to be for the kettle.
You use it. Your kettle goes on the hob?
Yeah. Because when we first moved into our house, we didn't have enough money to buy a kettle, so we just used the one we
used. Are you off of the 60s?
No,
or are you that posh that you have an Arga?
Yeah.
No.
It's one or the other. No. You're either really old-fashioned or really posh.
We had a camping kettle, so we didn't have enough money to buy an electric kettle, so we just kept using the camping one on the hob.
So that could take a while, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, days, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You can just pop round to mine if you want. I've got plenty of hot water.
Oh, now you are. Now you offer.
Maybe tomorrow. Let's see how bad the smell gets by tomorrow, and we'll reconsider.
Do you have a toaster?
No.
You don't have a toaster? Not that I'm saying...
You do it under the grill.
Well, how would that help her to boil hot water?
I'm just intrigued now as to what electrical kitchen appliances she has.
And that was day two of Becky not having a shower.
Do you have a telly?
Yes.
All right.
That's massive. We spent all our money on that.
I've got a 50-inch LED, darling, but no toaster or kettle.
This is BBC
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, yesterday we were talking about when you don't get a joke, but you laugh along anyway because you don't want to be the person that didn't get it. Happens to me. Sometimes happens to me at the weekend. And then Becky told a joke yesterday that nobody really understood. What was the joke, please?
Why do mice spin? Because the higher, the fewer.
Now... You couldn't find anything about this, really, on the internet yesterday, but then it nearly crashed, and now, look, there's all sorts of stuff about this joke on the internet because it's been driving people mad. It's been doing people's head in. I've had a record number of emails, like today, from people going, tell me what the joke is, I don't get it. So now it's your turn to tell us what's going on.
Well, there's a slight problem here. In the fact that I don't really get it either. And I was kind of hoping that if I said it, somebody might get it and then explain it to me. Basically, it was a joke that people used to tell at my school, and then everyone used to laugh.
So it's a joke that you've also laughed along at some point in your life, which you don't actually get.
No, and I've been waiting all this time to try and find out what it's about. And I thought if I told it, then loads of people would find it funny and then tell me what it was about.
No one found it funny
or
got it. No, at all. Now, we do have an explanation of your joke here. Would you like to hear it?
Yes!
Okay. One more time, please, for the joke.
Why do mice spin? Because the higher, the fewer.
And now explained.
It comes from an old engineering saying to do with steam engines. The meaning is to do with a centrifugal governor on a steam engine. The weight was called the mouse, and as the engine RPM increased, the mouse would rise due to centrifugal force. But as the mouse rose, the arm would force the steam valve into a more closed direction, thus reducing the RPM. Therefore, the higher the mouse, the fewer RPMs. So for a given setting of the mouse on the arm, the engine would run at a constant speed.
Is that his real voice?
Whose?
That guy.
At a constant speed.
So it's not actually funny.
I missed the explanation. I was more baffled by the voice.
It's not actually funny.
But well, it is if you work in the engineering, whatever that is, and know about centrifugal force.
It's like a riddle. It's not like a joke.
Yeah. But riddles are funny.
From a long time ago.
I'm thinking there could be a lot of angry people on the text in the next few minutes.
I think it backs up what we thought already, that you are actually, in fact, from the 1920s.
When have you thought this?
Well, you and
your
jokes.
Have you been putting together evidence?
Well, listen, if you listen to your cassette, which you played last week, listen.
Rebecca gone? She still there?
Yes.
Yes! Here I am in the 20s doing the Charleston.
This is Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Same. So you're telling riddles from the 20s, and you sound like you're from the actual 20s. No kettle to speak of.
No toaster.
No.
No hot water.
No. That's not my fault.
A tin bath in the middle of the lounge.
Just what we thought. Listen again.
Rebecca gone? She's still there?
Yes.
How old are you, actually?
28.
82.
No, why not?
Rebecca gone? She's still there?
Yes.
Yes, I am, and here in the 20s. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. I know it's an LCD and not an LED. That would be a massive LED if it was. I knew that.
You didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, I did know
no,
that.
You didn't.
I've got an LED LCD myself.
Yes,
that is Britney Spears and Three on Radio 1. Easy to do that song, really. You might be impressed, but I can do it on my phone. I did it a few weeks ago.
1, 2, 3, and I need you with me. You're under me, now we're calling me Twee.
On my T-Pain auto setting, simples. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Some people are so angry now, look. You and your japes from the 20s. Now, look, people have been losing sleep all night over this. That mouse joke.
I love Jeeves and Wooster, this music. It would have been brilliant to live in the 20s, though.
You think? You do. With your riddles and your tin bath. Would you have been a flapper in the 20s?
Was it good to be
I
there?
Reckon you would have been a right flapper.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what one of them is.
Oh, there's another bit of explanation to the joke,
oh,
if anyone
please,
cares.
No.
The riddle should actually be, how is a mouse when it spins? The higher, the fewer. Obviously, due to the fact that this riddle is so old, it has been open to misinterpretation over the years.
Brilliant. Thanks for that, posh man.
A few people still want an explanation on your snail joke. Well, you can't explain that because you don't get it either.
No. Podcast. Here's something a bit weird. I was talking with my friend Mark, who I don't see that often, yesterday, and we just ended up talking about This Morning for some reason, and Holly Willoughby and all that.
Right.
And then we were talking about Philip Schofield, and he was like, oh, I can't stand Philip Schofield. Now, I'm still a bit in shock by that. I think that's a bit weird, don't you?
Very strange.
Because I thought absolutely everybody in the whole of this country that knows him anyway loved Philip Schofield. Because, you know, I do anyway.
I do.
Because of my hair.
Yeah.
Not so much now, but
because you've got grey hair like Philip.
No, because you know this story. I took a picture of him into the hairdressers when I was young and asked for that haircut.
Do you want to start calling you the Silver Fox?
No, because I haven't.
See, Philip has quite a full head of hair there, doesn't he, even though he is grey?
He does, yeah.
Yours is just out to recede.
No, it's not. Anyway, you like him, don't you?
Yeah, I love him.
Do you like him?
Yeah, he's
really
nice.
Mom doesn't speak, you like him? See, everyone loves Philip Schofield. Apparently not. I can understand people not, you know, liking me or you, even. Even you.
Yeah, now I can understand that.
Or, you know,
Becky.
Or Simon Cowell, you know, someone everyone kind of loves to hate. But we have mentioned this before. There are people, I think, that everybody likes universally. This has to be a one-off with my mate Mark. Because I don't think anyone else can't stand Philip Schofield. I think he's the only one.
No, there are a few.
He must be. What?
But you've got to give a reason.
Toby G says he's creepy. He's not creepy.
He's not creepy.
He's not creepy.
No.
Someone says he's cringe. But that's why I like him a little bit, because he's a little bit cheesy.
The only thing that's only tiny... Like, he only puts me up a little bit. It doesn't mean I don't like him, but when he goes a bit serious on the Cube sometimes...
Wow.
I just don't think he can do serious.
Yeah, but that's how he's told to be, isn't he?
Yes, that's right, Mark.
You know... His producers are telling him he has to be serious.
There's quite a few more. Well, that I am shocked.
Dave in a Tesco van.
I'm shocked. Really am. I thought everybody would have loved him.
Jay. Oh no! Can you play Jay Sean? I thought it was Jay Sean saying that.
Saying he didn't like Philip Schofield.
Yeah, that was a bit unfair.
God, Ben and Kerry's not a fan either. Or Dave in his van.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, I was talking to my friend last night. He used to work at a radio station in the northwest of England. And they used to do this thing, which a lot of radio stations did a couple of years ago, where they'd have somebody go out and, deliver some treats to hungry office workers. They do it on a lot of local stations.
Okay.
I used to do this in Bournemouth.
Did you?
Cream cakes and stuff about 11 o'clock.
Did you have a name?
Just Becky. No, I didn't have like a jingle or anything.
Like Becky's cream cakes.
Well,
I think the feature was bigger than my part in it.
The station I used to work at in Bristol used to have a bloke called Cream Cake Kevin. And they also had a Cream Cake Kevin, not the same bloke.
Right.
At a station, this station I was talking about my friend to.
And what did Manchester. Cream Cake Kevin do?
Cream Cake Kevin is a bit of a hunk. Something for the ladies to look at.
Right.
You know when you're bored at work, goes around offices and just turns up with loads of cream cakes, and they have kind of like...
What, on strips or something?
Well, not necessarily strips, but you know like those old Diet Coke break ads, like that.
Right.
The idea was that he was a bit of a hunk and he'd come round and it would be a bit like, you know, just 5 minutes
play
off.
Hunt the cream cake.
Have a cream cake with Kevin, then he'd go, all the girls would be like, oh, he's such a hunk, and that was the idea. Right.
I think I only lasted a couple of shifts on my cream cake runs. Just
you ate them?
Yeah.
What, before
not
you got
all
to
of
the
them,
office?
But there was always more staff than there were cakes by the time I arrived.
So Cream Cake Kevin happened for a couple of years.
Right.
And it was a big success in the northwest of England on this station. And then he was telling me that they wanted to do a female equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they asked one of his mates who worked at the station, who was a girl, to do it. So she phoned my friend one day and went, oh my god, you'll never guess what they've asked me to do. They want me to be Meat Pie Mandy.
Right.
Meat Pie Mandy being the female equivalent to Cream
Cake Kevin.
Cream Cake
Kevin, yeah.
Where she would turn up, probably be a bit of a, you know, bit of a chick, and she would maybe turn up in a bikini, I don't know, and hand out meat pies to various office workers.
To be no slave.
I advise a Meat Pie Mandy.
Work all day.
Come and get them.
But I want you.
Who wants one of the meat pies?
To be true. And I just want.
Whoa, look, there's Meat Pie Mandy. Good morning.
That kind of thing, yeah?
Right, yeah.
Now, unfortunately, my friend's friend, who the girl that they asked, turned it down. She'd said, I don't want to be Meat Pie Mandy. I can't think why.
That's strange.
And I thought, because it never actually happened on that station at the time, because they couldn't find any of the girls who worked there who wanted to be Meat Pie Mandy. I think maybe we could do it here. We could get...
Well, and have the ideal candidate to be Meat Pie Mandy in our vicinity.
We could choose someone from the office upstairs at Radio 1, and they could go around various offices all around the UK in a bikini, handing out meat pies, and they could be Meat Pie Mandy. Sorry to that radio station that I stole this idea off, though, but you never used it, so I'm going to.
Who in the office are you thinking you would like in a bikini?
Well, do you know what? That's what I was
going to
ask you. Who do you think would be good as Meat Pie Mandy?
I'm not in the office as much as you. I couldn't possibly comment.
What do you think, Becky? Who would you like it to be?
I think Gems would be good as Meat Pie Mandy.
Do you?
But there's implications, isn't there? Because she's not actually called Mandy, and we've got to be open and honest. We'd have to change her name to Meat Pie Mandy.
Yeah.
Well, do we have any?
Mind that?
We haven't got any Mandys here, have we?
She could keep Gemma as a real name. So we need someone to be Meat Pie Mandy and to agree to change their name.
Yeah, by deed poll. Oh, they should have called it Becky's Buns, shouldn't they? They never thought of that at the time.
Couldn't have been much of an uptake.
Anyway, so if anyone upstairs wants to be Meat Pie Mandy...
Oh, ready for the rush.
Rather than send an all-staff internal email around, I just thought I might as well say it, and then people can, you know, email me down here.
We're not going to have to audition people, are we?
Let's hope not, no.
War.
Oh, I think that's a good idea. This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. One. Yes, one. The listeners can decide one. Who's going to be Meat Pie Mandy. No?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I tried this before, trying to find one thing or one person that everybody can absolutely agree on. I thought it was Philip Schofield until my mate Mark told me that he can't stand Philip Schofield. I just didn't, there's nothing to not stand about him. I don't think we ever found one person before, did we, that we all liked,
no.
You know. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's that?
It's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy, what are you saying?
My cousin's husband's brother-in-law is Philip Schofield, and I met him at a funeral once.
Is he nice?
Yeah, he's quite nice, yeah.
Okay, so you like him?
Yeah.
Cousin's husband's brother.
Brother-in-law. Yeah, I'm not...
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you are related. You are related to Silver Fox, really, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know what relation, though, do you?
Not particularly.
No.
Not really blood related, but yeah.
But kind of.
He's nice.
So, do you get to see him at Christmas?
Met him once, but no.
Because he's so nice. Can you imagine?
Only deaths.
My cousins have been to his birthday party.
Well, that's slightly cheerier than the funeral one.
But can you imagine at Christmas, going back to the Philip Schofield Christmas, how brilliant it would be? Because it would just be, he's so nice.
He is nice, and I used to work with his brother, and his brother is just as nice, if not nicer.
So imagine what the Christmas is like at the Schofields.
Husband's brother of Philip Schofield.
No, I used to work with his brother.
What relation is Philip Schofield's brother to you,
Lucy?
My cousin's husband.
Just say cousin.
Brother.
Just say cousin, it's a lot easier. Just say he's my cousin.
Second cousin.
My cousin.
Yeah, my second cousin, that's all good.
Once removed.
Once, yeah. Oh, well, that's really good. I'm glad to know that you can stand him, being as you're related and all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next time you see him at a family...
Next time someone dies, then you see him, say hi.
Say hi from us.
I will.
Tell him I used to want his hair, he knows that already. Okay, I love you.
Let it go.
Love you. Okay, bye.
She doesn't love you, Scott. Take the hint. she went quick.
Wasted no time. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Ross in Aberdeen.
Hiya, how can I help?
I just had a good idea, and forget Meat Pie Mandy and Becky's Buns. I was thinking, around the Christmas time, festivities and all, what, cheese? How about cheese and crackers, Chappers?
That's so good. Where Chappers goes out to various offices around the UK and hands out cheese and crackers, hence the name.
We could see what that looked like right now, because he's actually got cheese and crackers in front of him.
I think he could have a little tray, a little cheese board, and selects the cheeses, and people can help themselves.
Yeah, and like Cream Cake Kevin and Meat Pie Mandy that never happened, it could be brilliant.
It's good, because Chappers is really sociable as well, so he'll get on with everybody.
Mm. Let's try and... can we reenact that? What that would be like now? Imagine I'm an excited office worker.
What do you want?
Hiya! Oh, God, you're Chappers, aren't you? You're creamy.
Shut up. What do you want?
Are you cheese and crackers, Chappers?
Have a cracker.
Can I have one of them? Don't chuck him at me.
Do a bit of don't throw a cracker back at me.
Boys, seriously.
What?
You don't need to have a cream cracker fight.
Just gave him a cracker.
It was your tone I didn't like.
Why did you throw it back at me?
Everywhere.
I didn't know. Becky, seriously, there aren't crumbs everywhere, are there?
Just the way you went, what do you want?
What do you want?
A cracker, please.
Well, I gave you a cracker, you threw it back at me.
Okay.
There you go.
And what cheese could I have? Cheese and crackers, Chappers.
What cheese could you have?
One with crackers, delicious.
One with holes in it or a red one? Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts. What's occurring?
Who won yesterday?
Me.
Becky did, eh?
Okay, good luck, chaps.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, you know Becky's joke that we were talking about?
Yeah.
Which turned out not to be a joke at all. It was a riddle from the 1920s, and you got it wrong.
It's just because I was too scared to admit that I didn't know it.
What was the joke?
Why do mice spin? Because the higher the fewer.
I was driving
people
mad.
See, even now I feel like I should laugh at the end just to show that I get it.
Yeah. So Becky had been laughing along at this joke for years because she thought she should. Because she thought she should understand it. And then, you know, like, I didn't actually get it at all, but still went, aha! Every time she heard it. But not a joke, a riddle about combustion or something from the 1920s. I'm so sorry to everybody that's listening that lost sleep about this joke last night and just didn't get it, didn't find it funny, and wanted us to explain it. Anyway, we went out onto Stupid Street earlier, and we told him the same joke, well, a similar joke, bless Esme, who went out onto the streets. The punchline did keep changing slightly.
Well, but it's understandable.
The joke, you know, was similar. We told about seven people.
About seven.
My question is, how many people did actual laugh? Even though it's not funny and they didn't get it. They just thought they should laugh because they didn't want to
how
be
how many
not
of
laughing.
About seven people laughed to a joke that punchline kept changing?
Yeah.
Three.
Chappers.
Roughly one.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here are the people of Stupid Street, but do they get Becky's joke?
Why do mice spin so they can get higher faster?
Yeah!
Why do mice spin? Because the fewer, the faster.
I didn't even get that. I did not get that at all. Do you know, did you get that? No. Do you know what I mean? I did not get that. At all. What? Are you not having a bubble?
Why do mice spin? Because the fewer, the faster.
Okay. What would you... that was a good one.
Two.
Because the higher, the faster.
What?
I don't get it.
Higher, the faster. What?
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it. That makes me sound really stupid, but...
No.
Why do mice spin? Because they can get higher faster.
What spin?
Why do mice spin? Because the higher, the faster.
Right.
Why do mice spin?
Three.
Because the higher, the faster.
No.
Yeah, you like our joke?
It's awesome, yeah.
Wow, four.
Yeah.
What? They laughed?
Yeah.
See? It's a good joke.
It's not.
No, I know.
It makes no sense.
That joke probably is better than the joke that I told.
But you do feel... I know, it changed to faster, yeah. Not fewer, but...
Well, it changed to various things over the course of the seven tellings.
You do feel pressure to laugh, even though there's nothing funny about it.
Oh! What's occurring?
Becky gets the point. Next one. You know... Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford. Eamon and Ruth, they're a couple in real life, like Richard and Judy.
Yeah.
But they now sometimes do This Morning on ITV1.
And normally very during half term.
Yes, they do. Very good they are too. I love them. But today was a bit of a tense day in the studio.
Were they arguing again?
A little bit, maybe. My question to you, during today's This Morning on ITV1, how many moments of extreme tension and domestic unrest were there between Eamon and Ruth, the couple who also do a TV show together called This Morning? How many?
57.
You can tell when Eamon's having a bad day, couldn't you?
How?
You just can't, he's just grumpy. I love it. Becky?
8.
So we've got 57 and 8. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So here's Eamon and Ruth having a little bit of, well, it's a few disagreements like you do when you've, you know, been together that long.
Anyway, let's move on from that because this has turned into some horrible domestic row.
It is. Yeah, that'd be all right. Good punch up on here.
This is all on air, remember? Mm. All on air. Okay.
Well, I was just shallow. I just went for looks. That's all.
Did you?
That's all I went.
Did it work?
Shallow.
Yeah. Well, you see, you should give him a smack for that because you're not only beautiful but very clever too.
Rise above it.
Yes, that's
I don't waste my energy or my breath.
Right.
Because he knows I'm smarter and younger, obviously.
Oh dear.
A bit of those Eamon talking about Ruth there. But this is a great show. Now here, they are showing a photo of an old woman with the same name as Ruth. Okay, so there's an old lady on the screen.
Eamon. Even before I've heard it,
this didn't go well.
Not always famous. Because here's a... you can't say
you're
she's famous.
You're digging yourself a very
big
hole.
Well, here's the famous Ruth Langsford here, and here's the not-so-famous Ruth Langsford there, who's much better looking, it has to be said.
Wow. Good. Do you think this is all an act? Do you think when they go home...
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I think I look like that when I'm older. A bit older.
Well, I could have sworn she's about 5 years younger. I could have sworn that.
The lady on the
smooth,
TV.
Isn't he?
She was about 80, the lady on the TV. Good. He should have left the old lady photo there and just moved on, but he didn't. And now, here's the source of many a marital argument, I would imagine. It's Catherine Jenkins, who was the guest on This Morning Today. Poor Catherine, she's right in the middle of this one, listen.
We've got to stop talking because you've got to sing and we've got to do
the
cooking and all that.
You've got to stop talking.
So can I just say to you, watch and learn. Fragrant, beautifully, the whole bit. Just watch and learn.
Ow!
Well, it's a kind of co-presenting job, so I thought maybe I'd just try and get one question in.
I feel like I'm in the middle of a domestic.
They feel like that all the time on this show, Catherine. Don't worry.
Good. It's true, though. Men of a certain age, they do like Catherine Jenkins.
Do they?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Catherine doesn't do it
how about
like that.
Catherine wouldn't know how to cook fish pie. She's only up to lemon drizzle cake at the moment.
That's where you're wrong.
Now, I saw this bit. So
did you?
Yeah. It was very uncomfortable.
Still about Catherine.
Now, I asked her if I could borrow the rubber dress.
Good idea.
But it's only a size 10.
I'm sure somebody does a size 22 somewhere. We'll get it.
Ow!
He also at one point made reference to Catherine Jenkins' great set of lungs.
Oh, God.
That didn't go down very well either.
Did you sense Ruth getting a little bit of jealousy?
She was tucking into the fish pie just to, rather than throwing it at her.
Good. Now here's Ed, the chef.
I like things with a bit of body, you know.
It's not. I mean, you should describe it.
Sorry, did anyone say you could speak?
About time.
Ruth, she's had enough now. Ruth has.
Fish pie, and you can just like shush and not say anything in cooking.
Okay.
Back in a moment.
Oh. Poor Catherine, she's still there.
Anyway, am I allowed to just speak?
Oh, what is it? Go on.
I'm just going to give her album a plug. It's called Believe, and it's out today.
Yes.
And she's going to be singing.
Well, we know all that.
Tension. Here they are talking about their relationship.
And we are very, very happy.
I don't know, might actually.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
Love you're looking
lovely. I have to put up with this moaning at home all the time, Catherine. Yeah.
Hey, you don't have to. You don't have to. There's nobody forcing you.
Now well, she started that one, to be fair, though.
Oh, no. Paul, yeah, you started that one, Ruth.
I feel very sorry for Catherine Jenkins in the middle of all of this.
And now Ruth's doing that thing where she's finding him really boring. She starts going when he's talking.
Fish pie.
It's a fish pie. As long as there's no bones in it, you don't want one of those.
Oh, you're so fussy.
No, I don't like. Don't do bones. It's like sardines. I like sardines, but they've got bones in them. I like everything about Catherine Jenkins. She's here this morning.
It was He did say she had a great set of lungs and was going on about Catherine a lot. But 13 times in today's show, which means Becky was nearer. Aww. Which means Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring. Let me know how you did on 81199. Thanks very much.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. You know, yesterday we were talking about this backwards talking thing that I was obsessed with on my phone.
Yeah, and it went very well, didn't it?
You can just reverse your speech. Let me just do one more, okay?
Oh.
Lady Gaga. That's what it sounds like backwards.
Hi, guy, Indian.
Let me hear that one some more.
Hi, guy, Indian.
And then I'll re-record it. Hard card, Indian.
Oh, you've got.
Hard card, Indian.
No, that's the
wrong
way around.
You've got better since yesterday.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
That's your best yet.
There you go.
Just.
That's very good.
Nady Gaga's quite good.
Thank
for you.
Anyway, bored of that now. So yesterday.
What's today then?
I have found this system where you can look up any sound effect in the world. Obviously, you can't do this at home. This is just on the internal thing here at the BBC. So sorry about that, but I can do it.
So you can only do this if you work in this building.
Or, generally at the BBC.
Right.
It's you can find any sound effect. You can look up any sound effect from the BBC sound effect library. So, for instance, you're like, Scott, I need to hear the sound of a...
Fart.
Of a fart. Then we would just look it up.
Oh, no sound effects. Oh, that's your criteria.
Okay, good. Well, pretty much
put
everything.
Wind, then, because BBC probably don't like the word fart.
Not being sick. I can find you a scream.
Right.
I can find you a man howling. Everything that you want is on here. The thing is, though, most of them were recorded about 40 years ago.
Right.
Because I guess some sounds don't really change, but then others do. So I'm going to play through some of these now. These are all available on the internal kind of system here at BBC.
Well, if I've got a spare 10 minutes, I know what I'm going to do.
Well, I found it quite interesting. Mm-hmm. So what's this, then? That's right, it's a camera in 1967.
Is
or something.
It?
Yeah, it is. That's what they sounded like. There's a slight problem with this. Maybe we could use some of these in our rom-com. Are we still making a rom-com?
I don't know. I'm quite glad that you've admitted what you knew what a set of camera sounded like in the 1960s.
It just says camera on it.
Oh, right.
Listen to this one.
Oh, that's a phone.
It is.
Because my granny used to have one of them, like an old dialy one where you put your finger in and then it takes like 10 years to go round.
It's taken ages to phone somebody. Right,
you can do that by... No, I'm not even going
to
say.
No, go on. That's a real geeky thing you were about to say there.
I was. You know the bit on the handset? If you know that noise it makes, the tick, 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 tick. If you get the bit, you know, like where you press to hang up on the base of your phone? If you do it really fast, make those tick, tick, tick noises, you can still dial the number. From the tick, tick, ticks. Sorry, I'll stop talking.
She's eating too much food.
It's just a pulse, isn't it? So you can make it, you can recreate it by just pressing.
I'd be quiet now.
She's eating too much food today.
I'd leave it there.
She had to have a lie down a minute ago.
She's
a strange combination today.
She's eating
really,
really
red. She's eating cheese. She's eating duck.
That's quite a good fact.
Duck, cheese, and chocolate. It's not a good combo.
What, it's a good fact, what, that you can recreate this out of an old phone?
No, that you can still dial people by going on your phone.
Would you like to hear my next sound effect from the olden days?
The one that does a speech, just got his arms
I know.
In the air, go, what am I mouthing at me, why?
Why?
Why? I don't know whether that's Becky, why? Or why would you want to do that? Or
Listen to what this
go
is.
Go back to the sound
What's
effects.
This? 40, see, this is what I'm interested
yeah,
in more.
Yeah.
40 years ago, what was this?
Ah, that's a typewriter.
Do you think we get away with it for like?
I'm waiting for Becky to tell me how I can recreate a typewriter sound effect on my keyboard.
Yeah, on my computer.
Why is it pinging at the end?
I don't
know.
Tell
you've done a good
bell
sentence.
On it. I don't know. No idea. Would you like to hear what an ambulance
Maybe they're just on
like?
A typewriter in a hotel reception and there's somebody next to it wanting service.
Here's what ambulances sound like in the 60s. A cash till. Here's me in my laboratory. Yes.
Why would a laboratory sound different in the 60s to now?
I don't know.
Right, okay.
Just saying, this is what they sounded like in the late 60s mm-hmm. when they were recorded. And here's some men in a room going, I. Now, these at some point must have been used in BBC programmes. Why would you ever need to use this noise? Don't need that one. Here's some girls doing it.
They sound like some of your friends from the 1920s.
Podcast. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's that?
I am the original Meat Pie Mandy nominee.
What? You are Meat Pie Mandy?
Yes.
Explain what you mean.
I used to go around working for the radio station in question.
What, that we were talking about?
Yes.
Right.
As soon as you started talking about Queen Kate Kevin, I knew what was coming up next.
Right, OK. Tell us the story. How did you get off of the job as Meat Pie Mandy?
Well, we used to go around doing all sorts of stunts, driving around in our little cruisers for the radio station and going around to offices and giving away free goodies, etc. And one day I got called in... I got called into the office, and deadpan, my marketing manager said to us, after the success of Queen Kate Kevin, we thought it would be a great idea to have a female version. And I was thinking, oh, God, fantastic. I'm going to get to dress up, I'm going to look dead glam, and da-da-da-da-da, you know, and everyone's going to love me because I'm going to be giving away all these free goodies.
Yeah.
And then they said... No, it's going to be called Meat Pie Mandy. So.
And what was the idea? Did they tell you what you would have to wear as you went around the offices handing out meat pies?
No, well, basically, the idea would be the same. I would supposedly look glamorous, but seeing as the idea that I was giving meat pies out didn't fill me with much confidence.
You'd look glam, but you would have a whole tray of meat pies on each arm.
Well, I thought they might feed me up, actually.
Well, Becky was like, why would you turn that job down? So you could have been the original Meat Pie Mandy, but you said no to their offer.
I did, yeah, I did. In fact, I walked away with disgust.
Well, we're bringing it back. You could still be here if you want.
Oh, no!
Yeah? Think about it. Radio 1's Meat Pie Mandy.
I will.
She will as well.
Yeah, but it's still going to be no, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to speak to you anyway. What's your name?
Thanks, Scott. I'm Jenny.
Jenny. Mandy. Good to speak to you. Mandy.
Mandy.
Love you, meat pie. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1
Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.